said, I'm going to call the police. I said, good. It just got really bad. It was very scary. I know what happens with Dee. She's very violent.
One sister downplays their conflict.
You had an argument.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
But the other holds nothing back.
Dee jumped up, madder than mad, jumped at me, pushed her stomach into me, started swearing at me. She started pushing me backward, and she spit on me.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Laura Ruiz is suing her sister, Dolores D. Valdez, for the return of property and an assault. Laura claims D. pushed her.
Order. All rise. Your Honor, case number 314 on the calendar, the matter of Ruiz versus Valdez.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Let's have a seat.
Ms. Ruiz, the defendant is your sister. You claimed that she, A, assaulted you, and B, destroyed some of your property that was at her house. It's all transpired when you evidently had no place to live and moved in with your sister. How old are you?
I'm 53.
How come your sister's home became your home?
I had a change in my life and moved back home to Utah and was asking my family to help me while I had a job, and I do now.
Fine. So your sister said she would help you?
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you move in with her?
In the month of July, August. August, actually.
August of 2013?
Yes, ma'am.
And you brought all your belongings with you?
No, ma'am. I had some of my items in storage, and I brought more and more when we were going to have a garage sale.
So you bought stuff that you wanted to sell?
Basically, in the beginning, I brought just my personal items, my personal clothing that was going to
right.
be there. Yeah.
And?
And basically, that was what I could.
Not basically. I don't want to hear basically. I want to hear you moved in August.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you say when you moved in, you just brought your own personal things, your clothing. And then you started to move other things because you were going to have a garage sale.
Yes, ma'am.
Where did you move the things from?
My storage that's in Layton.
So you moved things that you no longer wanted that you were going to sell.
I was going to sell them because they was going to help me live.
Whatever. You were selling them.
Yes, ma'am.
Then you had an altercation with your sister. On what date did you have an altercation with your sister?
September 4th, 2013.
So shortly after you arrived.
Yes, ma'am.
And tell me about the altercation that you had with her.
Well, it started around 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon. I was in her living room with her husband and her daughter, Brandy, and Brandy's boyfriend, and we were talking about a restaurant, some food, and her friend left. Dee walked into the house. Brandy then said that she didn't want me to talk about her and her boyfriend. Dee heard that conversation that...
Well, that's Dee. That's your sister.
Yes, Dolores Valdez. And so she was upset that Brandy was upset. So Dee then yelled at me from the hallway in the kitchen and said, you shouldn't be talking about Brandy's business. I didn't know that I was. And so I raised my hands up and I went to my bedroom, which is down the hall. I came back approximately 2 minutes later and said to Dee, that wasn't right, that you jumped all over me and told me that it was wrong, because she wasn't even there during the conversation.
Keep going.
So at that point, Dee jumped up, madder than mad, jumped at me, pushed her stomach into me, started swearing at me, saying, you're just a, and why don't you get the out of my house? So this happened in the hallway. She started pushing me backwards. She was spitting on me as she's telling me all this, and I told her to stop spitting on me. She said, I'm not spitting on you like that. And she was pushing me down the hallway. It was very scary. I know what happens with Dee. And
could we move on? I'm waiting for the assault.
Well, she was pushing me and spitting on me this whole time.
Is that the assault?
Then she went back into my bedroom. I tried to get her out of my bedroom so I could get away from her because she's very violent. She pushed her way through the door. She grabbed me when she went to the door. She grabbed my arm. She continued to swear at me using the word and things like that. Brandy was nowhere. They were in another room. She grabbed me. Then she was in my bedroom telling me to get the out of her house and all this stuff, swearing at me. And I said I could not leave with all of my personal belongings there. I wouldn't leave at that moment. She said, I'm going to call the police. I said, good. And then she hucked back some spit, and she spit on me This happened twice in there, and I said, that's enough, I'm gonna call the police. And after she had grabbed me and she was all over her with her body and pushing me around.
Is that the assault? All right.
Well, the police took the, I have a police report.
You just told me what happened, right?
Yes, but the police also have a record that she assaulted me.
Just a second,
violence.
I don't care what the police, you're here, you just told me the story, right? You just told me what happened.
Yes.
Right? Perfect. You want to tell me your version of what happened?
Yes. I had just come back from the doctor that night. Brandy and Laura were there in the front room. I sat on the couch to eat, and then while I was eating, I was almost done, and then Brandy told Laura, Laura, I don't appreciate you talking about me. She said, oh, brother. She went around to the garage, because you have to go like this, and then she slammed the door. She came back out and slammed the door, and then she walked up about 15 yards to the room. Okay, she come back out. She was screaming, says, I don't appreciate it, you siding with Brandy. And so I jumped up and I says, what do you mean? We're down this aisle, we're walking side by side. I'm not, nowhere's my body on her, we're just walking, screaming. And she tells me, don't spit on me. She knew that I had bronchitis and pneumonia at that time. And I've got a doctor's statement saying that. That's how, anyway.
I don't care about
so
your bronchitis
we went to,
or pneumonia.
To went to the room.
You had an argument.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
You weren't treated medically. No.
No, I was taking
And
it.
You have a counterclaim, and your counterclaim is for false arrest. Right. Yes. However, you pled guilty to disorderly
yes.
conduct.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so your counterclaim's dismissed. You pled guilty, correct?
Yes, I didn't know,
yes,
but
yes. You did. You pled guilty to disorderly conduct, so your counterclaim's dismissed. Okay. And you suffered no injuries. You and your sister had a fight. You and your sister had a fight, an argument over your niece.
Mm-hmm.
Probably both behaved a little badly. You're not getting compensated for the assault. And let's talk about property.
Excuse me?
Property! Do you have any property at your home that belongs to your sister?
As a matter of fact, I have a whole bunch of pictures. I have no property, but I have pictures. No,
I don't. What are you showing me pictures of? Listen to me.
No, I do not have no property. At all.
The reason I ask you that question, Ms. Valdez, is because in your answer, you say whatever she left behind, she abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know what it is, pay careful attention to me, what it is that you think she abandoned.
She abandoned a great big giraffe like this. A giraffe.
A giraffe?
Yes, a giraffe. It's about this big. That's what I was saying. It's about this big, and it's gray. It's like a cement giraffe.
A cement giraffe?
That's what it looks like. The color of cement.
Where is it?
I just left it out in the road. I was tired of it. I assumed, because she can't go to my property, so I just assumed she'd pick it up, and that's it, all I know.
Do you know what it is, what
yes,
she's
ma'am.
Talking about?
Can I show you a picture?
I'd like to see it.
It's a statue, and it was a gift that was I cherish. I love giraffes.
Oh.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You had a police escort for 4 hours.
Well,
to get your property, why didn't you take the giraffe?
And later today,
Tank was in Jamie's room along with Jamie, and I went into her bathroom. Tank came in there, and I couldn't get out of the bathroom, and he attacked me, and Jamie literally had to pull him off of me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Laura Ruiz says her sister, Dolores D. Valdez, owes for the return of property and an assault. Dolores is countersuing for an unpaid loan and false charges.
Okay. Oh, well, that's very pretty.
Thank you.
Was that in your storage room?
No, I had brought that over to her house. Not to sell. I wasn't going to sell that. It was just...
Just answer my question.
Okay.
Was that in the storage room? The answer is no. You brought it over to the house. Where is this giraffe pictured?
That was at another home I had.
At a different home?
Yes,
ma'am. When you brought it to her home, where did you put it?
By the front of the house. There's a big tree, pine tree in front of it, and it was sitting in the front of the house for decoration just while I was there.
When you went back with the police?
It was there.
It was there?
Yes, ma'am. I had a police escort for approximately 4 hours to get all the stuff.
You had a police escort for 4 hours.
Well,
to get your property, why didn't you take the giraffe?
We didn't have enough room, and she wouldn't allow me on the property.
Date?
Approximately October 15th.
So you're talking a month after this incident.
Yes, ma'am.
And a month after the incident, it was there. That's what you just told me. A month after the incident, when you went back with the police, it was there, but you didn't have room to take it.
We were only allowed a certain amount of time.
Miss Ruiz, I can't help you. The case is nonsense. Goodbye. It's dismissed. That's
Thank
it.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Ma'am, I have...
Parties are excused. May step out.
She thinks she can tell us what to do. It's not happening.
My sister brought me here to court, and here I am trying to just get things solved.
She was high and mighty with a kid... It's a billionaire. That's where she got her money from.
Absolutely not. I have a job. I live well. I always have. That's their jealousy. I can't help it if they're jealous.
I never knew her as an aunt, really. And then all of a sudden she comes around and she don't have nothing.
30 years. We've seen that girl 5 times out of 30 years.
I don't have anything to do with them now. And that's the way it's going to be.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Strobel versus Strobel. Step forward, please.
25-year-old Jamie Strobel is suing her cousin, 19-year-old Rebecca Strobel, for unpaid rent and utilities after she broke the lease.
Ms. Strobel, this is your cousin. The two of you were close. You decided that you wanted to live together. You leased an apartment, and your cousin, whose first name is?
Rebecca.
Rebecca moved out.
Yes.
She moved out prior to the end of the lease, and you want her to be responsible for her half of the rent for the entire lease.
Yes.
And you want her to be responsible because it's impossible for you to re-rent her room to someone else because you have a dog that really isn't too friendly. Rebecca says that the reason she moved out of the apartment is because your dog actually attacked her, and you all had to sit down and said, I can't live here with the dog, and you weren't getting rid of the dog. Is that pretty much what the case is about?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what kind of dog do you have?
I have a Dalmatian. Rebecca was aware of
his... Just don't tell me what she was aware of.
Okay.
You have a Dalmatian.
Mm-hmm.
Where had you lived prior to moving in with Rebecca?
With my parents.
Did you get the dog when you lived with your parents?
Yes, ma'am.
How long did you have the dog when you were living with your parents?
About 2 years.
And what's the dog's particular problem?
He is disabled. He was hit by a car whenever he was 4 months old. Whenever I was living in Jeff City for a short time, my apartment was broken into and he was abused.
So he's fearful of strangers? That's his disability?
Yes.
And how does he react?
Well, if it's a brand new person coming into the house, he's going to bark at them and...
It's more than that. I want you to be honest with me what the problem is, because... If it's just barking for a new person, then you can have a roommate because that person won't be a new roommate.
Tanker barks excessively at new people that he is not familiar with.
So he barks excessively,
yes.
And what else?
He will try to get at them. He is generally...
So he'll try to get them?
Well, yes.
Okay. Now, I want to know, Rebecca, tell me, what kind of contact did you have with this dog before you decided to live with your cousin?
Yes, ma'am. I had met Tank prior, and I knew that he was disabled, and I did know that he would be aggressive. He could have the potential to, but I was assured that he would get used to me, and I'm a dog lover.
Who assured you that?
Jamie herself did.
What did she say to you?
She said, you know, as long as you come home and you give him treats and you... treat him nicely, he will get used to you eventually. And I, you know, I thought, being a dog lover, I thought that that could be possible, so.
What was the month and year that you moved in together?
January 2013.
And when did you move out?
I stopped staying there in February.
Tell me why.
Because the dog did attack me on February 5th, that was the day.
Tell me how the dog attacked you.
Tank was in Jamie's room along with Jamie, and I went into her bathroom. I was going to help her give her a vitamin shot or something. And I was in the bathroom and Tank came in there and I couldn't get out of the bathroom and he attacked me. And Jamie literally had to pull him off of me.
How did he attack you?
He lunged at me and bit my leg. I have pictures of it.
I'd like to see the photographs. Oh, well, that's a pretty severe bite. Did you report the bite to animal control?
I did not.
I assume that you didn't report the bite to animal control out of deference to your cousin.
Yes, ma'am.
After this incident happened, did you and your cousin and your families, this is your father?
Yes, ma'am.
And your?
That's my mother.
Mother, did you all sit down and have a discussion about the situation?
Actually, it was just me and my mother and Jamie. It was in March and we had a discussion and nothing was done about it, so.
Well, tell me what the discussion was.
The discussion was pretty much just that the dog was vicious. I couldn't have my nephew there. My friends and my family couldn't visit, and I needed that at that time. My dad had just passed away in August, and it was a rough time for me, so I needed to be surrounded by other people, and that was impossible with the dog living there.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you see the dog attack her?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then I want you to describe it to me.
Tanker lunged at her.
Lunged at her and bit her?
Yes, ma'am.
Unprovoked.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jamie Strobel says her cousin Rebecca Strobel owes for breaking their apartment lease. Rebecca says she was forced to move after Jamie's dog bit her.
Tell me what the discussion was.
The discussion was pretty much just that my friends and my family couldn't visit, and I needed that at that time. My dad had just passed away in August, and it was a rough time for me, so I needed to be surrounded by other people, and that was impossible with the dog living there.
Did you have that conversation in March? Mom is not an answer. Did you have the conversation in March?
It was similar to that, yes, ma'am.
Well, tell me what the similarities and dissimilarities were.
My parents were at the house as well. Rebecca and her mother came over and...
Had Rebecca been living in the apartment?
She had been away for about 2 weeks.
Okay, was that right after the dog bit her? Mom
is
not an answer.
I would say shortly after she left. Right. Her friend
So she had been away from the apartment, and then her mother came over with her. And what was the discussion?
We discussed Becca not being able to afford rent, her wanting to go to a university, and her thinking of going into the Army, and that she and her mother said that she would continue paying rent even though she wouldn't be living there.
Did they talk about the dog?
Very minimal, ma'am.
Did they talk about the dog?
She addressed that she was tearful.
Well, what did she... Just a minute. She hadn't been living there since right after the incident with the dog bite. Now, is the dog bite incident, as she describes it, she was bitten, and she was bitten in your bathroom?
Yes, ma'am.
Was it similar to what she describes?
I would say Tanker did not viciously attack her. Tanker went into the bathroom after her, yes. She didn't shut the door. She couldn't get out because I was in the bathroom with her. Tanker was in the bathroom. It's a small bathroom. So I took Tanker out. There was no...
Did you take the dog out before or after he bit her?
After, ma'am.
I'm talking about how did it come about that the dog bit her?
Rebecca came into my room. Tanker was in my room. So...
No, the two of you just told me were in the bathroom together.
My room is attached to the bathroom.
Did you see the dog attack her?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then I want you to describe it to me.
Tanker lunged at her.
Right. That's what she said. Lunged at her and bit her.
Yes, ma'am.
Unprovoked.
She walked into my room, and that provoked him.
Well, then you have to either get rid of the dog or pay your own rent. That's your choice.
Rebecca was aware
That's
of my
your
dog.
Your choice. Get rid of the dog or pay your own rent. What's your choice?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Listen, Jamie, you choose to have a dog that can't be around safely around other people.
May I
she
say?
Was, no, you can't. The dog is someone that your cousin knew.
Mm-hmm.
She had lived in the house for at least a month. Because you moved in January, this did not happen until February. So this was not a stranger in the house. This was somebody who lived with you. So clearly, nobody could come into the house that was a stranger in the house because the dog attacked somebody who lived there. Do you understand? If you choose to live with a dog who has the propensity to do this to someone who is acting in a non-aggressive manner, who lives with him, that's your choice. You cannot inflict that on anyone else. That's unreasonable conduct. Your case is dismissed. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I should not be expected to live in a house where I'm not safe.
Rebecca will come to my house in the middle of the night, bring drunken minor friends.
Completely false.
The dog does not trust people. that he does not know. So if she brings individuals into my house that are drunk and puking all over my house, I'm sure that he's going to take offense to that.
It was my house, too. I should have been able to invite my friends over.
I'm really disappointed, and it's very sad.
I hope that we can resolve things.
I'm just kind of glad it's over with. Well, maybe we can be a family again.
I think with time, it will be possible. Our family is broken right now anyway, so...